When voters head to the polls for the state primary in a few weeks, many will be casting their ballots from inside a school building. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, one school district east of Lake Winnipesaukee is rethinking whether a school building is the best place for a voting booth.
A few weeks ago, the Governor Wentworth Regional School District Board found themselves wrestling with an issue that touched on gun rights, voting rights, and the safety of children. Here's Superintendent Kathy Cuddy Egbert.
The issue is parents being concerned because there is voting in the schools and there are people that come in that do have, and I'm sure they have licenses to carry, but they come into school with guns. And that bothers parents. We've checked attendance. The attendance is lower on those days.
Two schools in the district, New Durham School and Effingham Elementary, are currently used as polling places. And while the voting generally takes place in an area separate from the students, Cuddy Egbert says some parents are worried that someone could harm students. But not everyone believes that's a legitimate concern. Barry Ellis, a local resident who attended the meeting, argued over it with board member Jack Widmer.
I don't know of a single incident of a voter showing up at a school with a firearm and causing a safety concern.
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, I know there's not, talk to the parents in Newtown, Connecticut.
I carry a firearm for my safety and for anyone else.
And if you carried it in our building, you wouldn't be allowed in our building.
Ultimately, the board voted 5-4 to allow voting in the schools to continue, but to give students the day off. Board member Ernest Brown, who voted against the motion, says he felt the decision was rushed.
If there was community concern, I would like to get the issue out of the newspaper and see what we get for feedback from the community. But instead, we made a decision, bang, just like that, and that's why 4 people voted against it, I believe.
But the issue goes beyond student safety concerns. There's also the legal question of whether guns are allowed in schools when they're used as a polling place. It's a question that even the state attorney general's office says it doesn't yet have an answer to. The main law in question here is the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990, a federal law which prohibits firearms from coming within 1,000 feet of all schools. There are exceptions to that law, like when a state has licensed the person carrying the firearm. But it's unclear how that exception would apply in a state like New Hampshire, where residents aren't required to have a license to open carry. Another question is whether the use of the school as a polling place might temporarily change its legal status relative to the Gun-Free School Zone Act. Put voting booths in the high school gym, and then maybe it's not technically part of the high school. In other words, it's complicated. Other states have taken various approaches to addressing this issue. Some have laws that ban firearms at polling places. Almost 40 have laws that ban guns at school. 3 states have laws that close schools on Election Day. But New Hampshire has taken no such action. And that leaves local school boards like the Governor Wentworth Regional School District to parse the issue on their own. Board member Jack Widmer says that was a challenge he could have gone without.
I've been on the school board for 23 years now, and 23 years ago I never would have thought we'd have a conversation like this. But a lot of things have changed over the years.
More than 100 schools across the state will be used as polling places this September. That's about 1/3 of all polling places in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.